Hey there, you guys. Welcome back to the Audaciously Wild podcast. I am your host and founder, Andra Williams. Within this episode, we are diving into client retention, how to ensure that you are preserving your clients, the lifetime value of your clients, so that way you can continue to increase your profits and also to serve the individuals that God has connected you with. Now, as always, we have to do our introductions before we go into this week's episode. So hello, you guys. I'm super excited to have you here. If you are a returning listener, hey girl, hey, welcome back. If you are new to the Audaciously Wild podcast, I'm super excited to have you here. I hope that this podcast and also all of the other podcasts give you insight on how you can step into six figures within your business. And so, as I said, that this episode is that we are chatting more about client retention, some things that you can start to implement within your business for you to have more sustainability. The whole point of these podcasts really is that we want to have sustainability within our business because this creates safety within our business. And so when we are oftentimes always on the cycle of trying to find new clients to serve, it can become a little bit exhausting. You oftentimes find yourself in this cycle of, I don't know how I'm going to be able to make it after one client is done with the program. Then you have to go on this hunt to try to find another client, or after a client is done with your service and you have to go on this hunt to try to find another one and another one and another one, and you become so unsafe. You start to doubt God, your services, your expertise. And one of the things that I oftentimes tell my clients is that I want for you to start to outline how long it takes for you to sign one client to another client to another client. Now, we're going to talk more about that within a different episode, but I want for you to have a clear process on how you are going to step into retention within your clients so that way you have more sustainability, okay? So we want to outline some strategic steps for you to start to implement. I have my phone out right here, you guys, so that way I can be sure that I hit every point. Because I want for you to make sure that after this episode that you listen to it, and also all of the other episodes that you listen to it, and you're like, okay, I have a game plan on what I'm going to do in order for me to step into sustainability. Okay. So the first way that you are going to increase the lifetime value of your clients is that you want to have upsells. Now, to properly upsell your clients from one offer to another offer is that there needs to be a clear linear path. And so we're going to talk about the difference between what is an upsell versus an add to cart, but you want to have a clear linear path from one offer to another offer that once the ideal client sees it, that they can immediately say that this is my next step. Now, your services need to be a service that is transformative so that your clients can just join inside of this offer. And so you want to make sure that you are really prioritizing results, because this is going to be the thing that's going to have your upsell to be a lot easier to go into the next offer. Okay. So the thing is that to successfully do this is that you want to have your product suite mapped out from one offer to another offer. Now, this will look a little bit like if you have an ascension business model, or this will look a little bit about you just outlining the offer. So let's say, for instance, that the person came inside of a group program, the next thing that they want to be a part of is now part of a mastermind or private coaching, or if they came inside of a bootcamp and they want to go to a group, you get the point, right? Is that we want to have a clear outline process that our clients are now going to go through in order for them to stay locked within the world. So you want to have a clear identifier what separates this the current service from another service that you are upselling them into. And so when you have this outline, when you know the community, when you know exactly every detail about the offer, it starts to create this ease that, okay, I know that if I focus on transformation, if I focus on results, then also if I have the right program at the right pricing, that this will make my ideal client more willing to go into that next offer. And so you want to have a clear outline process, a clear linear path from one offer to another offer that will allow for your ideal clients to have a very confident decision, right? I talk a lot about having an audience that is confident buyers that want to go a part, that want to be a part of what it is that you're doing. And so having a clear outline process and having a clear outline upsell allows for you to make money a lot easier. So that's going to be the first half of your homework. I wanted to start to do like more like podcast workshop. I said that in the last episode that I want to dub it. Is it okay if we like just actually dub it? So I outlined some ideas because I want for you to actually do this, like pause this episode right now and say, okay, Andrea told me that I need to focus on upsell. So here are some ideas because we're a girl's girl. Okay. So I want to give you some ideas that you can start to do to upsell. All right. So the first thing is that if you have a course, is that I want for you within your course to embed another course link within that particular course. Again, it has to be a clear linear path. So go within your courses and to just map out what course is the next step for them to join inside of. I want for you to place that in there. After that is that I want for you to then to build out a funnel that your ideal clients to go into the next offer. So again, we just upsold them into two offers. Now, the first one is that after they complete a course, then they'll go inside of another course, and then there will be a funnel that gets activated for them to now join inside of another course. The funnel will get activated within at least 10 to 15 days. This will ensure that your clients are actually going through the process. Now, another option is that you can't just really just after the or not after, but soon as the program is about to end. So around like you don't want to do this too early. So around like 3 weeks or 4 weeks before the program ends or the service ends, ask if they will be interested in just going into the next service, right? So that can be something that you do, just ask for the sell, the upsell to go inside of it. And so that is the first half, is that I want you to upsell your offers. I want for you to overlook the ideas that I just provided. And I want for you to outline some ideas on what you can do in order for you to take your clients inside of the next offer. Now, earlier I mentioned the difference between add to cart and also upselling. So upselling, it has to be a clear linear path from one offer to another offer. But when you are doing an add to cart option, you can either add to cart offer that is similar to the current offer that they're in, or it could be another offer that doesn't even reflect it, but it's just another offer. Right now, you may see this. These are oftentimes called just order bumps or add to cart. Is I want for you to think of like when you're at the grocery store and you're at the checkout and they have all of these things lined up against the checkout. They have like Snickers and ice cream and, you know, candy and cookies. Like, I'm always the person that looks through all of that random things. Like, if you're at Target or Walmart, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, is that there is so much just lined up on the wall for you to have access to. And so sometimes is that when you are doing add to cart, you're just really just adding in different things into your cart. It doesn't need to be a clear linear path as an upsell. It's just you adding things to your cart. Now, this could be a upsell. This could be a downsell. This could be limited time offer. This could be things such as like things that you have retired, but you want to add it to your cart. It could be potentially anything, right? So the item doesn't have to be linear as much as it is just needs to be added to the cart, right? And so within the add to cart is that these items are oftentimes focused upon charm pricing. And so within charm pricing, this is $27, $97, $47, $17. So you'll always see seven at the end of the add to cart. So that's another way of how you can identify it. Is upsell is typically always going to be a value price. So the price is probably going to be $3,000. It's not going to be $2,999. It's going to be a solid $3,000. So that's another way of how you can identify if this is an add to cart or if this is an upsell. So the upsell is something that's going to be focused upon more of like a savings. So when your person sees it, they're like, oh, I'm saving $3, I'm saving $4, or I'm saving $10 if I were to just bundle these items together. Again, is that we want to increase the lifetime value of your offer. And since we're making this podcast, again, a workshop style podcast, here is something that you can implement is to think of bundles. Bundles are really great for you to continue to make more money within your business. So start bundling up your offers and thinking of things that you can start to add. It doesn't, as I said, with any upsell, it doesn't necessarily need to go as much as it is. It needs to be sold, right? So continue to sell your offers by bundling your offers so that way you can continue to make money. Now, let's think of this as, again, you have a course or you have, let's use an example. You already use a course example. Yes, use an example of like someone checks out from a masterclass, right? And then as the masterclass, there will be another option for them on the checkout page for them to purchase maybe a strategy session, right? For $497. Again, we're using charm pricing for $497 offer. That pricing, that person will look at that and say, wow, this is a deal, right? Because the thing is that you want to think of what is the thing, right? I talked about this within another episode, is what is the main thing about your business that if your ideal clients were to see you doing this particular thing at a discounted price, that they will be like, oh my gosh, I need to jump inside of this. One of my coaches is that her private sessions and her private coaching is starts at like $50,000. And so whenever she does anything that has like private coaching to it, the offers fill up and they sell out. Okay. And so her ideal audience already know that to work with her for a private coaching session, that it is equivalent to having a $50,000 strategy within your business. And so the offers fill up, they sell out, and it's super hard to get inside that offer again, because it's like 1,000 people in the room. Right. And so thinking of you using that same example is that we all have something within our business that our ideal clients, that they, when they see this, that they're like, whoa, okay, I need to be a part of that. You want to identify that thing because that is the thing that's going to help you to continuously to be sold out within your business. It makes your upsells and your order bumps so much easier. So you can start to do within the checkout page is more of like an ad at the market value. If that's something that you want to do, like what is the market value to have your services with this particular add to cart option, right? So this add to cart option could give them access to a $1,500 strategy. It could give them access to a six-figure strategy. It could give them access to whatever it is that your business really focus on, okay? So we want to identify that. So that's going to be your homework. If you are someone that wants to do an add to cart option, an order bump, is to think of how you can start to bundle up your offers. And this is not just to throw anything in there. You know, this, like, we want to be really specific and we're like, okay, we want to really identify and romanticize our order bump, that if our ideal clients were to see it, that they would go not crazy, but they will just be like, okay, this is it. I need to be a part of that. All right. And so the next option that we want to focus on is continuation and upgrades. And so within the thing about, you know, upselling and also with add to cart options, a continuation pricing for people is if you have a service-based business, I believe that continuation pricing needs to be chef's kiss a part of your services, is that you should think of ways and how you can have a continuation or upgrade option to the package. Now with me is that I want to give two examples from a service provider standpoint and also from a coach standpoint, is that let's say, for instance, someone wants to join inside of one of my programs and they want to go into the next offer. So to think about a continuation pricing and just doing a small upgrade is that they're going to come inside of the offer with minus the cost that they have paid for the other offer, right? So let's just say the offer that they are going to go into is $20,000, but the other offer that they were in was $10,000. So the only thing that they will have to pay me is the difference. Now, this is how I do it. I know that there is a lot of people that is like, no, you have to pay the full $20,000. But again, it's like, if we're focusing on client retention, the whole point is that I already made the $20,000. I'm just splitting it apart. Now, some people, they're like, hey, I'll give you 30% off or I'll give you 40% off. But to me, I'm like, it'd just make much more sense if you just pay me the remaining balance of what it will be. Now, I want for you to take that with discretion because I don't want to want try to clock me at the end of this. Like, I can't believe Audra just made me do a $10,000 discount. Is she crazy? But listen, you guys, is that again, I said that I'm just giving you an example. This could be, you know, $5,000. This could be $1,000, right? Is that you could either do half and they pay the difference, or you could just have them to either just to pay you just a percentage off. They'll give you like a percentage off, right? But the thing is that for me, is that when I'm focusing on client retention as a coach, is that I want to retain my clients. I have worked with clients for 3 years, 4 years, and it's been because I have created upgrades and offer pricing that made sense for my clients, for them to be locked inside of my world. Again, I'm not trying to have you guys to do nothing for free, but I want for you to think of, this is not for me to milk my clients and for them to continue to pay me money that they need to start to save within their business. But it's a way to say, hey, I get it. I'm a coach. I'm your coach. I know how much money that you're potentially bringing in. Not to say that I'm nosy, but I know how much money you're bringing in, right? So this is just a way for me just to really work with my clients and not to overprice them and overcharge them for something that I know that I could just give them half off on. And so again, I would do a continuation pricing from a coach standpoint and also from a service provider. Again, as I mentioned earlier, is that if you are a service provider, for me, it's important that you have continuation pricing and upgrades a part of your package deal. One of my clients, she owns a six-figure Christian agency, and we have continuation pricing right on the application, right on the sales page, because we want for people to know, hey, if you join inside this offer, you will have a continuation pricing available to you. And that's something that has been, I believe, really transformative, because some of the time it's behind the scenes and people, after you get to the end of the offer, then people will mention about the continuation pricing. But again, we lean in with their front facing because we want to make sure that our ideal clients know, okay, clock it, that they know that we're here for them. We're not trying to milk you, girl. We want to help you. And so think about it in that particular sense. You guys, I'm being so goofy. I'm over here. As you can tell, I've been on TikTok way too much. Okay. So again, I want for you to think about continuation pricing and also upgrades that you can add to your offering. Now, the very last one, this is going to be really for service providers. If you are a service provider, you want to have monthly maintenance packages that you can implement within your business that can allow for you to still have sustainability, right? So if you are an OBM or a VA or a graphic designer, a web designer, think of how you can create monthly maintenance packages that the client could still use. Now, when I was a service provider and I did SEO marketing for clients, is that I really focused upon a lot of monthly packages, because I know that after we did it, that they'll still want to go through something else, and like the website will break, things will happen. And so I created this package to also to help my clients when the package was over. And so the package would be a retainer package that your clients will pay monthly, such as like a membership in a sense, for them to still have access to whatever it is that you have decided to create. And I also want for you, another way too, is to think of how you can retain and to sell clients is to pitch. Now, this is that the client, they're already your clients, but as I mentioned earlier, is that some of the times you have to ask for the sale. Like, how often are you asking for the sale? Like, I know for sure that a lot of us do not ask for the sale as often as we need to ask for it. And so I want for you to start to ask for the sale, ask for the sale. Your ideal clients, that they're not just there because they're not in your audience because, you know, they are just there, but they're there because they want to work with you. Now, if you find that there is a lot of gaps within your product suite, people join a side of services and then they'll stop and then they'll join a side of something 4 years later. The reason is because you're probably not asking for the sale. So after your masterclasses, after your workshops, after a course, after your coaching program, after a boot camp, after the service is over, ask for the sale. If you take nothing from what I said within this conversation, is to ask for the sale. That's what I want for you to take, okay? Ask for the sale. Now, again, is that I want to add in another bonus tip for you guys, since we're making this into a podcast workshop, is that I want for you to ask for the sale. Now, once you get in contact with your clients, or maybe this is through like a workshop or something, or this could be a coaching program, a service, what has always worked for me, and I'm giving you guys insider tip on this, that what has always worked for me is adding in a crazy bonus that once my ideal clients see it, that they're like, oh, right? Like, oh, and this is not something like this is, it's like 24 hours or 48 hours. Now I did an offer. My clients inside my program, they still think of this offer. They're like, Andrea, this was perhaps one of like the most epic things that you did. And I thought it was pretty cool. But we hosted a party within our emails and we sold a lot of offers, and it was a fast action offer that you had at least 24 to 48 hours to access, and then the link expired. And so you want to think of that too, is that if pitching, you know, right then and there is not something that you feel very confident in, you can ask for the sale in a different type of way, in a way that is so crazy, in a way that is epic, in a way that only you can do, right? Like, you have a way of how you like to sell. Like, don't let nobody tell you that. Like, you have a way of how you like to sell and how you like to pitch. And so I want for you to identify a way that you like to sell, that you like to pitch. That way you can continue to give those clients that got dropped off midway, and you can re-engage them. Now, bonus thing is to sell the offers. Okay, is this thing gone? Is to sell the offers that you have already created a bonus code to go inside of a next offer, right? We talked about upselling. So when you do your crazy bonus, to think of a way of how can I connect my offers? We want to fill the gap. We want to bridge the gap with all of our offers and all of our services, okay? And so at the Audaciously Wild Conference, we're going to cover more of this, how you can start to increase the lifetime value of your clients, because essentially that is how you make six figures within the marketplace, by increasing the lifetime value, by having retainer clients. That way you do not have to go on this constant chase of trying to find clients all the time for your business. You want to have a strategy that you can set in place that works for client retention. Okay. And so at the Audaciously Wild Conference, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to sign clients, how to create your signature offer, how to step up into your leadership skills, and just hear from amazing speakers, experts, and also Christian women within a marketplace, or just Christian leaders who are really just paving the way. And so I want for you guys to go ahead and click the link within the description box, so that way you can join us at the Audaciously Wild Conference. I'm just so excited for what the Lord is doing, and how the Lord is really using me and using us within a marketplace, other Christian women, other Christian entrepreneurs, to help to scale and to expand the kingdom. And so I know that having more women to step into the financial wealth that God is calling them to step into, that it creates more opportunities, it creates more ministries. People can start to fund their ministries, they can start to fund their business, they have more freedom, they have more capacity to do the things that God has called for them to do, right? You can hire a team, you can start to travel the world, you can start to evangelize more, have the resources available, so that way you can expand and you can take everything to the next level. And that is what we are planning to do at the Audaciously Wild Conference. So go ahead and grab your tickets. I'm super excited to see you there, in addition to accessing all of the other resources that we have available within the Audaciously Wild brand. So I'm so excited to talk to you guys within our next episode. I'll see you then.